Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered here on South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Automaker BMW says it will have to raise prices on the U.S.-built SUVs it sells in China because of higher tariffs. China raised the import tax on cars from the United States to 40% in retaliation for higher tariffs on Chinese goods imposed by President Trump. BMW builds key SUV models at its largest production plant in Spartanburg, where some 10,000 people work. Those vehicles are exported to 140 countries, making BMW the largest United States auto exporter. Lawsuits filed against the state corrections department are costing millions of dollars, according to agency records obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. The Post and Courier of Charleston reports the number of claims that ended in settlements rose over the last 5 years, costing the state insurance reserve fund some $19 million. Attorneys who represent some of the plaintiffs in these cases say lawsuits are likely to continue if the state doesn't do more to change conditions behind bars. Meanwhile, prison officials contend it takes time to improve a system fallen victim to years of budget shortcomings, manpower shortages, and complicated safety problems. Tropical storm Chris strengthened some overnight and this afternoon sits about 280 miles east of Charleston. Chris hasn't moved much over the past 24 hours. Nonetheless, the National Hurricane Center says it is likely to become the season's second hurricane later today. Public radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman says while Chris is not a direct threat to the Palmetto State, beachgoers and boating enthusiasts will be affected by some rough seas.
The big concern along South Carolina's beaches, of course, will be the rip current risk as the storm sits there and strengthens. The ocean swells will get larger and conditions may actually not improve until Wednesday or Thursday when Chris pulls away to the northeast.
Elsewhere in the Atlantic Basin, the remnants of Tropical Storm Beryl will be producing some heavy rain and gusty winds in Puerto Rico today before moving toward the Bahamas midweek, where it has a low chance of redeveloping. Jeff says this, too, also will likely stay well offshore and not be a significant concern to South Carolina. A Midland church group stuck in Haiti after protests erupted is expected to fly home tonight. The team from Chapin United Methodist Church was supposed to leave Saturday, but a spike in fuel prices sparked mass protests in the capital city, Port-au-Prince, causing several airlines to cancel flights. A message posted on the church's Facebook page confirmed the group made it to the airport and is expected to arrive in Atlanta, Georgia, later tonight. James Wells, a member of the civil rights group the Friendship Nine, has died. He was 77. Wells spent a month in jail in 1961 after he and eight other black men were charged with trespassing at a whites-only lunch counter in Rock Hill. The men chose to spend a month in jail rather than paying a fine in what was called the Jail No Bail movement. The convictions of Wells and the other members of the Friendship Nine were overturned in 2015. The Confederate flag is returning to the Statehouse grounds for a day. The State Newspaper of Columbia reports on Tuesday members of the South Carolina Secessionist Party will raise the rebel banner on a temporary pole in front of the Gervais Street steps to mark 3 years since the flag's permanent removal from the Statehouse grounds. Another group is planning a flag removal celebration for the same time. And just a quick note, we will carry President Donald Trump's Supreme Court announcement later tonight. Tune in for special coverage plus analysis to follow tonight at 9 here on South Carolina Public Radio. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.